They're calling it the 72-county strategy, and according to party chair Mike Tate, it will include campaign headquarters in Green Bay, La Crosse, and Eau Claire, and intensive use of online technology to get Democratic voters to the polls in 2014.
We believe we have sophisticated technology that's going to allow us to identify the voters who we need to either convince to vote our way or convince not to vote for Republicans, or convince that, you know, it's worth coming out in an off-year election. They might just be presidential year-only voters.
The party plans to raise and spend $500,000 on that effort this year. Mort Cypress, an emeritus political science professor from UW-Eau Claire, says the party has an uphill battle because the newly drawn districts favor Republicans. He says those new districts allowed Republicans to secure a majority, even though statewide more Democrats actually voted. He says no matter what kind of strategy the Dems use, they will have to find credible candidates to challenge Republican incumbents on high-profile issues.
What strategically they have to do is find issues that resonate with the public and which are counter to what a good part of the public in that district feels about that issue. They're looking for vulnerabilities.
Cypress says when it comes to winning the governor's race, the biggest challenge will be turning out that statewide majority of voters who swung the state for President Obama and elected Democrat Tammy Baldwin to the U.S. Senate. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.